Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you the Lord. You're now once again tuned into, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, as I always let the listeners know, and especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to follow along with the man of God who's going to deliver God's word in the persons of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. So you would most definitely need your Bibles, your pens and paper to follow along. We don't want anyone to ever take it lightly or ever think for one moment that we're making up things as we go. The word of God said, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So that's why you need your Bibles, your pens and paper, so that you can follow along as we go through the Word of God on tonight. We always open up with prayer. We're going to do the same thing on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please touch and agree with me as we go into prayer on tonight once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come as your children, your servants, and your ambassadors. We come to you on tonight thanking you for who and all that you are. We thank you for this another day that you have made. We thank you that you've allowed us to wake up and see this day without hurt, harm, or danger. We give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. And we thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We come now, Father, asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King, his entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We pray now, Lord, and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can. We know that you're still healing. You're still setting your people free for your glory in the name of Jesus. We also lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to comfort them, strengthen them as only you can in the name of Jesus. Let them feel your peace, your joy, your presence, your strength, even as they go through their hour of bereavement on tonight all over the land. Let them know that they can always continue to look unto the hills from which cometh their help, for all of their help comes from you. Now, Lord, we come asking that you will move by your Spirit on tonight through your man of God, Pastor Norman King, as he did get ready to deliver your word on tonight. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that your word will go forth with power on tonight, as it always does, and that those that are listening on tonight that do not know your son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Lord and Savior, that they will come to know who he is after hearing this word. They will receive the word, they will hear your word, and they will open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, that you will get the glory. And anyone that's going through problems or situations, Heavenly Father, that they don't know how to get out of, we know that you are a way maker. So we ask that you would encourage and strengthen our faith, our hope, and trust in you as believers, knowing that you are able to bring us out of each situation, that you will get the glory in the name of Jesus. So now, Lord, we pray that you will help us to decrease on tonight, each one of us, so that you may increase in us individually, and as a body of believers, that you will get the glory in Jesus' name, we pray. Now, Lord, we lift up all those that are continuously tuned in to this worldwide ministry. Continue to bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise through the works of their hands in the earth is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought. And it comes to us saying, a true leader is one who is humble enough to admit their mistakes. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. A true leader is one who is humble enough to admit their mistakes. You know, because we have a lot of people that are saying they are leaders, but they can always find fault in everybody else, but they never admit their own mistakes. And then they never try to make their lives transparent so people can see that even though they are followers of Jesus Christ and doers of God's word, that we all stand in the need of prayer. We all stand in need of forgiveness of our sins and our transgressions. So we thank God for this word, spiritual food for thought on tonight. It's something for all of us to consider. In the form of announcements, we are so excited to have coming to us on next Thursday night. You want to definitely tune in next Thursday night. This awesome woman of God in the person of Minister E. Jane Ellis. She is the sister of our pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway. He is the pastor of Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in Hopper Woods, Michigan. His sister, Minister E. Jane Ellis, she will be bringing forth God's word on next Thursday night. So you want to tune in and hear what God is going to say through her. And then finally, closing out this month, we have none other than Deacon Marvin Cox, who always shares inspirational poems, and then he always delivers a word from the Lord. So Minister E. Jane Ellis will be on this coming Thursday night, next Thursday night, and then Deacon Cox next Saturday night. So we're waiting on Pastor Norman King to come on the line because he's still at work, but I did speak with him earlier, so he will be calling in very shortly. So while we're waiting on him, We're going to get ready to do a music break. He have a song that he's going to play before he brings forth God's word. But while we're waiting on him to come forth on the line, I want the listeners to know that I do welcome all feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyright to any music or songs played on this worldwide ministry platform. I want to give a shout out to my sister in Christ, Tara Doss. She really encouraged my heart on today, but the Lord placed on her heart, and she called me and ministered to me on today over the phone. And I just thank God for people like her. And that's why I always let the listeners know that we are to always encourage one another in God's word, not with our opinions, not with our feelings, but with God's word. So I want to thank her, and we want to continue to lift her up in prayer. She had surgery on her throat, that all would be well with her, that she would be healed, and that she would have another powerful testimony after she had been healed, and letting the world know without a doubt that it was God who have touched her and healed her and delivered her from whatever she was dealing with her throat, and all is going to be well with her even on tonight. So we're going to go to our music break song right now, Cover Me, Lord. Thank God we know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Once we're saved in Jesus' name, he said nothing and no one can pluck us out of his hands. And we are to be grateful that we know that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. So enjoy the music break, and following the music break, hopefully Pastor Norman King would have dialed in, because, again, he's at work, but he should be dialing in very shortly. Enjoy the music break. And I will be opening up the phone lines again after he concludes with the message on tonight, as I always do. So if any listener have any question to him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so after he has concluded with the message on tonight. But in the meantime, I ask that you enjoy the music break on tonight. Cover Me, Lord.
Cover me, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy
Hallelujah. My soul says yes. Yes. Come on, lift your voice and say, oh yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Somebody open your mouth and begin to bless the name of the Lord. Yeah. Come on, bless him. Come on, bless him.
Yes, Lord, cover me, Lord. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. So right now we're still waiting on Pastor Norman King to dial in because, again, he is at work, but he will be dialing in. So what I'm going to do right now while we're waiting on him to dial in, I'm going to open up the phone lines for anyone that may have want to share a testimony while we are waiting for Pastor Norman King to dial in. Again, the phone lines, I'm going to reopen the phone lines again after he concludes with the message on tonight. I know that God has been good to not only me on today. He's been good to some of you all that are on the line that have dialed in on tonight. So if you're not afraid or ashamed to be a witness for the Lord, I'm sure that someone has a short testimony that they would like to share with the robot listeners on tonight. The phone lines are open for anyone that would like to share a testimony right now. While we're waiting on Pastor Norman King to dial in.
I have a testimony. God is so good. I thank him for what he has done. 7 years ago, I had a problem, which the doctors thought I had a problem with my vocal cords. And it was not my vocal cords, so they said that it was laryngitis. And they kept saying different things. Well, lo and behold, last year was the seventh year, where I finally went from one doctor to the next. I said, I'm not going to give up until I actually find out what's really going on. So the doctor, the ear, nose, and throat doctor, found out what was going on. It was hiatal hernia that was pushing the acid reflux up into my throat to make me choke. Mm. And strain. So as of April the 13th, recently, a couple of weeks ago, I just had the surgery, and let me tell you, I couldn't talk. If I tried to sing, my voice would go out. But I tell you, God turned that thing around where I can open up my mouth. I can speak a word to my neighbors. I can speak a word to anybody that's on this line tonight. I am here to tell someone, if you're waiting on God, whatever you need, it's in your faith, it's in the power of your belief, that anything that God has brought you to, he's going to bring you through it. So I just want to share that small testimony with everybody. So I just thank God for the recovery season.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That was a faithful member of my new church, Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, Sister Doss. She's the one I was telling you about that called me today and encouraged me and the Lord on this evening. So I thank God for her. We're going to continue to touch and agree that she is totally healed in the name of Jesus. So we are ready now. I see Pastor Norman King has dialed in. So we are now ready to receive him, to receive this word on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles your pens and paper ready to receive this word on tonight. And following the message on tonight, we're going to reopen up the phone lines for anyone that may have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you will be able to do so at the time. I think he's going to share his song first before he brings forth the word. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you. So if you want to play your song first, I had told him that's what he was going to do, and then you go directly to God's word.
All right. Praise the Lord. I appreciate it. Thank God from whom all blessings flow out here in the trenches in the name of Jesus. You know, Jesus said that foxes have holes and birds of air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. So we got to do trench work, y'all. We got to do more trench work in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. So we're going to open up this song, and then after that, I will proceed with the message that the Spirit of God gave me to speak about tonight.
Mountains are still big. Strongholds are still big. God, we believe. But yes, we can see it. And wonders are still what you do. I love this when you're listening. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being saved. God made it. Yes, we can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for coming, but we are thank you.
Praise the Lord, everybody. May God be the glory. And that song is by Tasha Cobbs Leonard, This Is a Move. And this song has been in my spirit for the last 2 weeks. And, you know, coming out of Resurrection Sunday and Palm Sunday prior to that, the Spirit of God has had me in this area. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get into the message. And then you'll see in the message what makes this song so awesome in dealing with this message for tonight. To God be the glory. Amen. So,
amen.
We're going to be looking tonight in Acts, the first chapter, Acts 1. And I'm going to go over several verses, but I'm going to start off with my key verse, verses. It's in Acts, the first chapter, verse 10. No, actually, 9, 10, and 11. And when he had spoken these things, talking about Jesus, and when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why standing ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus was taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, it's your word, your people. As I'm humble tonight in thy presence and allowing you to have full right of way, praying that whoever it is this word is for, that they will listen attentively, allow your spirit, your Holy Spirit, to minister unto them and shake, shadow, shackle, whatever it is that needs to be released, and from them, Father God, I pray that they obey your Holy Spirit and receive their deliverance tonight in this message. We ask these blessings tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My topic tonight for this message is, didn't you get the memo? Ever in your life was in the midst of situation or situations where there was a memo that was put out, and it was put out in such plain English that there was no way that you should not have got the memo. And it could have been that you was not paying attention, could be that you were just didn't want to hear it. Could have been that you just not focused. And later on, when you end up missing that what was necessary and got confronted, you act as if you never received a memo. Amen. This was the angels saying to the men of Galilee here. They were standing gazing. Now, I'm going to go back, and then I'm going to come back, because that's all right. Now, when we look over there, I'm going to go back to the let me get it up here. Just bear with me. When we go back up to Acts, the first chapter and the first verse, let me bring it up. Just bear with me because I don't want you to miss anything because this is a lot of word here, and I'm not going to try to give you all of it tonight because that wouldn't be doing you a good service because I don't want to cram you. But I want you to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to you, not me, but the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's right.
It's something, okay. It's something that happened. If we go back to Acts 1 and verse 2, let me do verse 1. It says, verse 1, in my first book I told ye Theophilus about everything Jesus began to do and teach until the day he was taken up to heaven after giving his chosen, hear me now, after giving, he did not leave until after he had given his chosen, this is the NLT, y'all, he gave his chosen apostles further instructions through the Holy Spirit. I could go a little way with that, but that's not my focus tonight. Verse 3, during the 40 days after he suffered and died, talking about Jesus, he appeared to the apostles from time to time. He appeared to the disciples from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. Man, isn't that something? Our Lord and Savior had to prove to them time after time after time. How many doubters do we have today? I told a lady yesterday. Now, you know, when you get led by the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you, we are not to quench the Holy Spirit, y'all. Let the Spirit have its way. There was Katasha saying that song, have your way, have your way. And I went to this place of business to pick up some parts. And I say, as the Spirit led me to this young lady, I said, people are saying what God is saying. But God ain't saying nothing. God done already said. Come on now, huh? I said, remember the song in Color Purple? Listen, all right. The song in Color Purple, God is trying to tell you something. I said, I love that song. I listened to it. My mama loved the song. I said, but as I begin, hear me now, James, as I began to grow and I began to understand by the Holy Spirit intervention, why did I think that God got to try to do anything? Come on, church, huh? God ain't got to try to do nothing, huh? So we got to come to allow ourselves to be taught by the Holy Spirit to know that God is not saying nothing. God has already said it. And he wants us to operate in the finished work. So that's why Jesus, here in this first chapter, he spent 40 days, time after time, instructing his apostles through the Holy Spirit. Amen? Look at verse 3 again, right. It's NLT. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time, and he proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. That's a sad commentary, y'all. And he talked to them about the kingdom of God. Huh? He didn't finish. Mm-hmm. He kept on, y'all. Verse 4. Once when he was eating with them, he's in his glorified body, y'all, but he's still able to what? Eat. Hear the word.
That's
now.
That's right.
He commanded them, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift he promised. And here we go. Mm-hmm. Here we go now. As I told you before. Huh? See? Don't leave until the Father, you receive the promise of the Father that I done told you already before. But did you get the memo? Huh?
Because
a lot of us right now still waiting and waiting and waiting. As if God ain't said it, God done already said it. You waiting on him to say, okay, all right. Don't look, excuse my grammar, but that's just how it is, y'all. huh? We ain't getting because it's already been given. Come on, church. We see,
right.
look, we like these apostles. Look. We like these apostles still looking up, gazing. As if Jesus has spent 3.5 years with y'all, eating with y'all, sleeping with y'all, teaching y'all, got in a boat, pushed away from the shore, taught y'all. Come on now. And you're still looking so amazed. I told guys, look, I said, imagine me and you was talking. And in the midst of me standing here, talking to you, my body began to leave the earth. Right? I said, now, as you sitting there, you all shocked and surprised, because I done went way up in the air, way up in the, because it says that the clouds hid Jesus. He was still going, and they were sitting there in all amazement. Listen, it wasn't that they didn't get the memo, it's just that they were still caught up in the flesh.
There
the
you
Bible
go.
Says that to be carnally minded is death. Are you hearing me, church? Huh? That means if you half-hearted, if you in your soul, come on. Time after time, I'm always talking about John 4:23 or John 4:24. A lot of times we quote John 4:24 where it says that God is the Spirit and they that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. But we fail to realize verse 23 says the Father is seeking true worshipers. I'm asking a question tonight like I did a few weeks back. Are you a true worshiper? How about this? You know. You already know if you are or not. Well, maybe here I go now, Jay. I can't help it, man. My granddaddy, man. You hear me, man? I can't help talking this way. But just, I get excited. I love the Lord, and I just love God's people. I love preaching the gospel. I love teaching the gospel in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me get back. Amen. Let me get back. Amen. I think I've hit that enough. Now, he told him that, don't you leave now. Some people say he never, no. He said in verse 4, do not leave Jerusalem until the Father sends you the gift. He promised, as I told you before, John baptized with water, but in a few days, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. That's verse 5.
Bro.
And verse 6 says, so when the apostles were with Jesus, they kept asking him, Lord, has the time come for you to free Israel and restore our kingdom? You see, they still didn't get it. How many times we got to ask the same question over and over as if God had not heard us? Come on, church. God is not hard of hearing. He heard you. Paul figured out after he complained about the thorn after the third time. Let me quit asking for that. Because when you're doing that repetitiously, you're losing ground. You could be out there doing what God commanded, ordained you to do, but yet you're still going back and back and forward and back and forward. Let me keep on going, because I got a few things I want to talk about tonight, amen? Verse 7, he replied. This is talking about Jesus now, right? The Father alone has the authority to set those dates and times, and they are not for you to know. Well, see, Jesus didn't hold no punches, y'all. And sometimes we got to be the same way. We got to be stern. He said, but you will receive power. Verse 8. Verse 8 is a very quoted verse, Acts 1 and 8. He said, now, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere.
Yes.
In Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Now, he said that they, and they also is we, will receive power when the Holy Spirit come, right? That's verse 8. Now, let's go back up to verse 2, where it says, until the day that he, come on, Jesus, was taken up to heaven after giving his, what, chosen apostles for the instructions through the Holy Spirit. Now, if Jesus, not if, because he did, okay?
That's right.
He received the Holy Spirit. He operate in the Holy Spirit. So what do we think, how are we going to function in the power from high apart from the Holy Spirit? How many times do we got to act like we ain't heard what God already said? How many times do we got to act like if Jesus has not spoken to us? Come on, y'all. He speaks to us through his word. Amen?
That's right.
Now,
amen.
I'm taking my time now. Amen.
That's right.
Verse 9 says, and saying this, talking about Jesus, after the saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they were watching Now, let me stop before I finish. Jesus was crucified. Third day he rose. Well, while he was under, he was setting captives free. Come on now. He just wasn't laying down, not working. He wasn't complaining about being tired. Come on, huh? He was working. Even when they couldn't see him, he was still working. Then when he accomplished everything that was fulfilled, foretold, then he began to leave proofs. Now, when he rose on third day, now I'm going to skip some parts because I'm just trying to get to my main point, amen, because time, amen. He showed himself for 40 days. He read that in the verse a while ago. 40 days in his glorified body, showing them infallible proofs. He told them, go get my disciples and Peter. Come on now. Peter had denied him three times. I'm making a point here, y'all. Romans 11:29 says the gifts and calls of God are irrevocable. Another term is without repentance. So what it means is that God does not change his mind. Amen? In other words, if calls on your life, it's on your life. Whether you operate in it, obeying what he instructs you or not, it's still on your life. That's why he had to go and reestablish them. Okay, I know that y'all were scared. I know, Peter, you had a big mouth and you talk like you all this and that, but I already knew what you was going to do. That's why I said what I said to you. But let me get back and get you together, let you know that I forgive you. Now get back to work, huh? Come on. But now you got to go tarry now. Old folks say, James, you got to go tarry, huh?
Yeah.
Go tarry and wait on your change, huh? Come on.
Yeah.
Now let me get back to the verse. Verse 9, it says, after saying this, he was taken up into a cloud while they was watching, could no longer see him. Verse 10, as they strained, this is the NLT, I like how it says that, as they strained to see him rising into heaven, two white robed men suddenly stood among them. Men of Galilee, they said, why are you standing here staring? King James said, gazing into heaven. Jesus has been taken from you into heaven, but someday he will return from heaven in the same way that you saw him. Now, that's enough for intro. Let me get down to some meat here. I told you that the question, the topic is a question. Did you get the memo? What he's telling them, get the moving. Huh?
Yeah.
In that song, Akasha Cobbs, she started off saying, we need a move. We need to move. We need a move, right? Well, you know, I don't know if you know it or not, but listen to it. At the end, she said, this is the move. Come on. Huh? In other words, I'm not going to leave you hanging. Jesus said, I never leave you comfortless. Come on now. I never abandoned you. So they went from we need a move to this is the move, huh? So that's graduation. Okay? So you graduate, and that's what happened when you study God's word to show yourself approved unto God, that the word may need not be ashamed because they've been right to divide the word of truth. Amen?
Amen.
We have to acknowledge, and in acknowledging, consider that to God, you are essential. You are important to God. I am important to God. Amen? And that's the reason why those 40 days that Jesus sent, I mean, that he spent with them, reestablishing, come on, showing himself in so many ways, right, to get them in line for the coming of the Holy Ghost that was promised to them by his Father, the same spirit that he received. Come on now. Amen. So now as we look at verse 3, I'm going to go back over it. I'm going to keep on moving, all right? Verse 3, what we gather from this verse 3 is convincing evidence. During the 40 days after he suffered and died, he appeared to the apostles from time to time and proved to them in many ways that he was actually alive. Amen? So we get some convincing evidence from what Jesus showed them. Amen? Now, my question to you is, what would it take for you to believe? Now, they've been with him 3.5 years, church, 3.5 years. And down to the end right here, as I read the scriptures, it as if they didn't get the memo, as if they had not been paying attention to what he had been saying to them all time. Amen. Now, we got some verses I want to share with you. Amen. My time is good. Okay. I got to share these verses with you because these are some verses of establishing yourself with a solid foundation. If that's all right. Is that all right, James?
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. Hebrews 11:1. It's NLT. It's, hold up, let me see. I'm gonna hit another one. Let's see. I like how this other translation says, and I'm gonna go back. I use God's Word translation a lot. Okay, God's Word translation, Hebrews 11:1 says, faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. Amen? Now, I'm gonna go to verse 6. No one can please God without faith. I heard somebody before I come on talk about faith. No one can please God without faith. Whoever goes to God must believe that God exists and
that
he rewards those who seek him. Amen?
Yep.
These are verses that grounds us in our faith. Amen? Now, I can't go without quoting this one right here. Because this is something that the next one we're going to read is something that we got to be very mindful, conscious of, and don't allow ourselves to be sidetracked. Amen? Now, this next one, Hebrews 6, verse 18, it said, God did this so that we would be encouraged. God cannot lie when he takes an oath or makes a promise.
That's right.
These two things can never be changed. Now, let me read the King James. I think the King James is what I'm really accustomed to on this one here. So Hebrews 6 and 18, the King James says it this way. That by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie. Now, see, we got sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. Remind ourselves that God cannot lie. Matter of fact, it says that it is impossible for God to lie. So if God said it, it's the truth. Amen?
Amen.
The other day, I was visiting somebody the other day, and somebody was calling. They had on speaker. They was saying all these things that were contrary to the word of God. You know what? When they hung up, I told the lady, I said, you know what? You better than me. Because I would have told them I didn't want to hear it or hung up, one of the two. Come on, huh? Because when you begin to say that my God is a liar, are you hearing my church? See what it is? See, we sit there and listen to all this garbage. When somebody begins to call our God a liar, why are you listening to it? You better get back to what God done said. God done said, don't listen to that mess. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
And that's why the apostles were sitting there, gazing. Because they were shocked because they had not been paying attention to what Jesus had been saying all the time. Amen? He was saying it. He had said it. Come on, Troy. Amen? So what I'm saying to you tonight, I'm saying that we got to make sure that we start claiming it. I've got it.
Amen.
I got it. And one of the ways that if you begin to exercise it, let me share a verse with you. One of the ways you have to acknowledge, according to Proverbs 18:16, is that your gift will make room for you. Huh?
Yes, sir.
See, all these, your gift will make room for you. Amen?
I promise.
I'm going to say again. Your gift will make room for you. Amen?
Yep.
Another verse I'm going to share with you while I'm on this verse sharing. Amen? I'm looking at James 1 and 17. It says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and coming down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow or turning. Amen? Let me look what it says in God's word. Let me see. Another translation says that, It says, every good present and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father who made the sun, moon, and stars. The Father doesn't change like the shifting shadows produced by the sun and the moon. I just want to share it with you tonight. See, in order for you to wake up what God's already said, you got to repent and get back on track. Amen? Because there's so much that God has for us. Amen? It's so much that's already been ordained. Amen? Now, I'm going to share another verse with you as I continue on this line of travel. Amen? I'm going to go to 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 1:6. I'm reading God's word. Translation. 2 Timothy 1:6. It says, you receive a gift from God when I place my hands on you. This is Paul talking. To ordain you. But catch the second part here, y'all. It said, now, Paul said, now I'm reminding you to fan to fan that gift into flames. Huh? So you accepted Jesus Christ. You see the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Is the Holy Spirit being suffocated? Is
Look
the Holy Spirit free to reign? Cousin James got a book he wrote, I think his first book, says, are you a liability or asset to the kingdom of God? Either
right.
you're a liability or you're an asset. So now, if you accept Jesus Christ, you see the Holy Spirit. And what Paul said here, fan the gifts that you have already. Come on. Are you here in my church? See, you sitting there waiting and waiting on the prophet to come. All right now. Waiting on all these folks to come lay hands on you to do all this stuff when it's in. I'm not speaking against it. Don't get me wrong now. But I know that my God, your God is a jealous God.
Yes, he is.
I told somebody the other day, they're talking about all this stuff. And I'm not going to say it in particular because it's not important tonight, but what's important is what I'm going to say right now. I said, my God, your God is a jealous God. If God got a word for you, he's going to speak to you direct. I said, you're saying somebody to confirm a word. But see, the reason why you're missing it is because you're not in line. If you are in line, other words, don't act like you ain't got the memo. Come on. Greater is he who's in you than he's in the world, huh? Come on, huh?
He's in you already.
Quit suffocating the Holy Spirit. Now, you know what, Ben, I said that. Come on, thank you, Holy Spirit. I got to go somewhere. One of my favorite verses back here in 1 John 2:27. I always tell folks that's the same John in the gospel. That's the same John laid his head on Jesus' chest. But see, now he's a man that's well seasoned now. Come on. You know how it is when you grow and you show progress, huh? See, he's showing progress now. Huh? Come on.
Yeah.
You can't stay in the same place, y'all. We got to grow. We got to excel so we can exceed. Come on, because when you get to heaven, if you made that right choice, come on, huh? God got some stuff for you now. Y'all, you heard me?
Yes.
And that's for a sermon for another time right there, right? So in 1 John 2:27, it says here, the anointing you receive from Christ lives in you.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need anyone to teach you something else. Instead, Christ's anointing teaches you about everything. His anointing is true, and he contains no lie. So live in Christ as he taught you to do. Now, a sermon for another time would be when somebody say you are anointed or that person anointed, what are they saying? What does that really mean? That's another sermon. Because that's a word that's very loosely spoken these days. That person is anointed. Why? Because they can sing. Oh, come on. This verse right here just says the anointing you receive from Christ where it lives in you. All right, okay. Another day. I can't talk about it tonight, James. Another day. Come on. I'm just being stirred a little bit. Like, amen. I'm getting back to keep it moving. Quit standing still. Quit standing still. Quit standing still. Looking.
Amen.
Gazing. When you already got the instructions already, huh? That's why you ain't moving forward. That's why you frustrated. That's why you highly upset. And all the list goes on because you ain't moving. You wait on God to say something he's already said. I'm going to say it again now. You wait on God to say a thing which you already said. As if you ain't got the memo. You know what? You got it tonight. You got the memo tonight. You got it tonight. If you didn't have it, you got it because I just caused a stir in your spirit to shake. Oh, man, come on now. Shackle, loose, huh? Now,
amen.
Remember this here. God never gives up on you. Never. God would never. You may give up on yourself. I'm going to say it again. You may give up on yourself, but God would never give up on you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to say it again.
Amen.
God would never give up on you. Cousin James is in your hands. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for that powerful word on tonight. Somebody needed to hear that word. Did you get the memo? See, like Jesus had to remind the enemy when he tried to tempt Jesus, he said it's already written. So it's already written. So that's the memo in the word, God's word. Are you reading God's word? Do you know what the memo say? Do you know what God's word say about your life? So right now, Pastor Norman King, thank you for that word. I see right now you're going to do a part two on this. Because as one of the ministers where I used to pray at, he used to say there's a lot of meat on that bone. So there's a lot of meat on that bone. You need to bring part two to this message on the next time that you're on the air. We're going to muck you down for part two for this word.
Amen.
So right now I'm going to go to the phone lines and open up the phone lines right now. Anyone have any words or questions for Pastor Norman King pertaining to tonight's message? If you want to give him words of encouragement, this is your opportunity to do so. The lines are open now.
This is Deacon Cox. That was a wonderful message, Pastor King.
Thanks.
I'd just like to say that we are getting memos all the time. See, the world is fast. When you fall behind, when you fall behind in your electric bill, what they're going to do, they're going to send you what is known as a friendly reminder. Okay,
right.
I like to go to the scriptures and confirm what you said. It's John 14 chapter, the 26th verse. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. Did you get the memo?
Look out now. All right,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
You're trying to sound some Deacon Cox all right now. Watch it. All right. I want to give somebody else an opportunity. Anyone else on the line? Thank you so much, Deacon Marvin Cox. Anyone else want to have a word for Pastor Norman King?
Oh, Brother Brown, you got it going on tonight between Brother Cox and Brother King. You got a duo going on there. I love it. Love it so much. Pastor King, thank you for that word.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And I'll be waiting
thank
for part
Lord.
Two because there's some more to that one.
Amen.
Yes, it is. A whole lot more to that one.
Thank you.
Did you get the memo?
Thank you.
If you got the memo,
yes, I love that one.
Thank
you for breaking it down. Thank you for breaking it down the way you do.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
God for the word. We just thank God for the word. So right now we're getting ready to close out for tonight. Anyone else want to give someone else? Anyone else have a word for Pastor Norman King before we close out? Anyone?
That was a good message tonight. I really appreciate it.
Amen. I think we all did. We all needed that word to make sure that we got the memo. I know I did.
Yes,
I know I got the memo. Thank God for the word. So right now we're going to close out for tonight. Thank God for each one of you that faithfully tunes into this worldwide platform and ministry. Don't forget to tune in next Thursday night. My pastor's sister, Minister E. Jane Ellis, Pastor Mark Holloway's sister from Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church will be delivering God's word on next Thursday night. And then next Saturday night, Deacon Marvin Cox will be delivering God's word on this worldwide platform. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, is in the name of Jesus, we come thanking you for who and all that you are. We thank you again for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for your promise that we know that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you for being a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. For those that are being assets to the kingdom of God and not liabilities, we thank you for each vessel that you are using in the earth, that you have ordained and anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are being vessels and ambassadors of your word and sharing the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere they go, not being ashamed to be a witness for you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each one of them. Now, Lord, we pray that your word will go forth with power on tomorrow and every church door that's going to be open in Jesus' name, even all over the worldwide platforms and ministries that are being done on social media, that your word will go forth with power on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified through your word is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we continue to lift up every listener that faithfully tunes into this worldwide ministry and platform. Continue to bless them, whether they're calling in by phone or listening through social media around the world. We thank you for each one of them. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts that would give you glory, honor, and praise is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So as I always say, encourage someone on tonight. Encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings and not with your opinions, but with God's word. And when you do it that way, you know you cannot go wrong. So we just thank you for, again, sharing with us on tonight. We know that God's word has gone forth with power and it has been received on tonight, that God has been glorified in Jesus' name. So I want you all to know that I love you. Guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord.
Child.